Hello, everyone. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. This episode with Joe McAdam is about one of the bands you've maybe never thought of, Static X. Static X are a four-piece band out of California who's going back on tour beginning today. The reason why we're talking about a band that's going on a 20th anniversary tour of Wisconsin Death Trip is because their lead singer passed away a few years ago, and they're going on stage with a masked singer, and they have not revealed the name of that singer, and it's very weird. And I wanted to talk to someone who doesn't necessarily know about Static X to find out if it's as weird as I think it is. Now, the answer is yes. It's incredibly weird, and I haven't been able to stop. I'm not thinking about it nonstop, but I've thought about it consistently since this tour was announced in October of 2018. I am not planning on going to the tour. I'm not concerned. I'm more weirded out and intrigued by this tour than anything else going on in popular music in 2019. So, even if you don't know who Static X is, even if you hate Static X, if you hate metal, if you hate nu metal, if you hate disco metal, hopefully there's something here that is intriguing and will possibly give you nightmares. All right, are you ready to talk about Static X?
Let's bring it on. Let's talk about Static X.
Did you ever listen to Static X?
No.
Okay. Did you know of Static X?
I couldn't name a song.
Did you know of Static X before I sent you an email about their upcoming tour?
Oh, I had a Guitar World subscription. I knew about Static X for sure.
Okay. Did you know Wayne Static died?
I did. I was aware of his death. That's about it. I knew they were a band. I knew they were like second tier, at least kind of nu metal-y, whatever, from the late 90s. And I was aware that he had tall hair and he looked like the Slim Jim guy and that he had then died.
Yeah, that's a really good summation of Static X and their entire career. So, I did like Static X to a point. Static X to me always felt like the band where if you just stopped trying, you'd really dig them. Which is a mean thing to say.
Yeah.
I remember enjoying their debut, Wisconsin Death Trip, which came out in 1999. And I remember feeling bad about enjoying that. Like, I was not living up to my potential, if that makes sense.
So yeah, you were slumming it with Static X.
Yeah, it's like
What should you have been listening to instead? Something more artful.
Well, this is 1998. Like you said, it's the second tier of nu metal. It's your Limp Bizkits. It's your Korns. It's your Deftones. Deftones was the exception to the rule. It was perfectly fine to like Deftones. They were the only one.
They were the only one.
And I felt like Static X almost became the other okay band to like, because I never realized that they refer to themselves as disco metal, and they are totally disco metal, and I love disco, and I love metal, and I don't love the associations that metal is full of idiots, but then, it kind of is, but disco metal seemed to negate those horrible associations, but then you look at their songs, and you're like, you sound disco metal, but your lyrics are bad. And your album titles are stupid.
So I might have to give them a shot now because I don't think I've ever actually listened to their music. Mm-hmm. Is it just like disco beats with like extremely heavy guitars? Is that the deal?
So it's not even extremely heavy guitars. It's very, very simple guitars. It's just throw it in drop D and chug along. Chug, 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 chug. Like chug along and do Cookie Monster growls. But then here's another reason why I really like Static X. They had a little bit of Ministry in them. Mid-era Ministry, not Wax Trax Ministry, but we're going to have a weird sample. We're going to have a Burroughs-esque quote where Ministry actually worked with Burroughs. These guys would get weirdo sci-fi and horror films, white zombie-ish type of stuff. Really simplistic, fun-ish, dark stuff. And one of the songs on their debut album is about eating ass. You know what I mean? Like, it's not... it's somewhat
they were ahead
progressive.
Of their time.
It's not, in theory, that bad. And I legitimately liked, I'd say, four of the songs on their debut. And then that was kind of it. I did not like their follow-up Machine in 2001. I remember working in record stores and having Shadow Zone and Start of War come out. After that, I did not follow up the last two records, Cannibal and Cult of Static, I never listened to. But receiving the press releases about their tour, which begins today, really disturbed me, and I think is the most interesting thing going on in music in 2019. Not joking at all.
Okay, so fill me in, because I did not read the press release.
Okay, so Wayne Static died. He died at 48 years old. You referred to him as looking like Slim Jim. I always thought of him as Bart Simpson grown up. He had very, very tall
hair.
Yeah,
there we go.
He had a very iconic look, I think it's fair to say.
Absolutely, that's why I remember the band.
Yeah, and I loved the simplistic guitar styles of them. The same reason why I like Nirvana, where like, yes, you could play a solo like Eddie Van Halen, but why would I?
Yeah.
I liked that about Static X. I liked that they were just simplistic. These are all the tools we need. Let's just grind it out. You know what I mean?
I like that, yeah.
So, I'm kind of going all over here, and I apologize. I completely forgot about this band until he died, and that was kind of sad, but like, unfortunately, not unexpected, if that makes sense.
I guess I don't really know anything about the dude, so
yeah.
I'm assuming, I mean, everybody from a certain era seemed to be like pretty fucked up all the time, though.
Exactly, and I don't love nostalgia tours. I don't necessarily want to attend them, but I really, really don't want to attend nostalgia tours where like the main piece of the band is dead.
Well, they named the band after his real last name. how do you swap him out?
I would understand a Linkin Park tour, and the reason why I mentioned Linkin Park is because there is a Static X Linkin Park collaboration called Executioners. It's really bad. I would understand that because, like, you know, they have two lead singers, sort of, like, and it could be like a tribute thing. But Static X, like, the reason you would go to a Static X show, the man is dead. He ain't coming back.
Well, they have to replace him with somebody who's not, who doesn't have the haircut.
Or do they?
So, oh, no.
There's a video, and this is why it's sort of like haunting to me. They didn't announce who is singing for the band.
Okay.
They have it billed as XER, and then the number O.
And okay.
And it's really disturbing to me. Because he's kind of wearing a Wayne Static mask, a la Slipknot.
What?
Yeah, this is, and like, listen, I'm not a scared child. I'm a 36-year-old man, but it's kind of spooky.
That sounds upsetting.
I'm going to ping this over to you. I'm going to email this over to you. I want you to open it, and I want to hear your reaction, if that's okay with
you. Okay.
It's from Kerrang.com, so you know it's a legit source.
Oh, yeah. Let's see what Kerrang has for me.
There's like a 6.5-minute trailer for the tour and the new album. One of the things I love about it is the bassist, essentially the driving force of Static X these days, is like, we might have all these lead singers we're waiting to hear back.
Oh, don't go public if that's your
but,
if that's the press release.
Let me know when you receive that email.
So wait, okay, I want to make sure. Okay, so they have just like people pretending to be a human man.
They have one member. They have a new lead singer, new old lead singer that is dressing like Wayne Static, wearing a Wayne Static mask, and maybe it looks like a wig.
Oh my God. Oh fuck.
Right?
Is that Tech Nine?
It might be.
Who is this? This is so upsetting.
They haven't revealed it yet. The tour begins tonight. The day we are recording this is the first date of the tour. And they announced this tour in like March or April. I'm the only person I know that likes this band enough to like remember them. And I'm also disturbed enough to like reach out to you trying to like calm me down here.
Well, yeah, let's try to find some kind of grounding reality to what's going on here.
So, I'm
like, who, Jesus Christ, who'd they take a picture of? What is this?
Okay, so the initial email I received, I received this email in October 23rd, 2018, right?
Yeah.
That's it. That was the email, and there was no masked man. At the time, I was like, how are they going to tour? This is weird. Maybe they're going to do a Roy Orbison thing. Now, I don't know if you know this, Joe, but they did like a Roy Orbison hologram tour recently.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's weird, but that's kind of okay, because he's been long deceased. It's not like Roy Orbison's band is getting a spooky man to pretend to be Roy Orbison. Like, this is a hologram. It's fine.
Yeah. I'm still weird about the holograms. I think maybe it has to be like 100 years since their death. I think then that's maybe acceptable.
So who could you
I think there should be a limit.
So like the Lindbergh baby and Amelia Earhart right here. That's it.
Yeah, the Sousa hologram doing marches, that'd be fine. That's acceptable.
Okay, so let's go back to Static X, the band we're here to talk about. I got this email in October, and it never really went away. It's June right now, and I've been thinking about what is this going to be for a very long time. This spring, they finally renounced this video of teasing the tour and the upcoming album. Here's what makes it so weird to me. The tour has a different lead singer trying to sound like Wayne Static, okay? I get that.
Yeah.
Lots of Steve Perry's and in Journey still touring. I get it. But they're also recording the final album that has the final vocal recordings of Wayne Static. So they're like kind of doing, we're finishing his work without him type of thing.
Yeah.
I kind of get that. But then, to make it even weirder, they re-recorded Wisconsin Death Trip with the new lead singer whose name we do not know.
That's crazy.
What's happening?
That's really a bad idea. This is all a very, like, I don't know what kind of, like, financial state the remaining members of Static X are in, but, like, get a Patreon or something. This is weird. Do something else. This is crazy.
So,
what a weird bummer this is. Looking at this picture is, like, it's like a Michael Myers mask or something, or, like, it's so weird.
Okay, I don't think they're doing poorly, because before they even announced before they started the tour, they announced additional dates. Like, I think it's selling well enough that people are demanding more Static X with a questionable man fronting Static X dates. And that's crazy to me.
So this is just probably a guy. Like, there's no reason to do a mask unless it's just, like, some dude named Eric. You know what I mean? Like, there's no... Like, you never pull off a mask and you're like, it's former President Bill Clinton. Like, there's no version of, like, a mask that is hiding something good. It's always hiding something bad. That's the point of the mask.
Hear me out, though. I think that there's a reason to think that they had to do the mask. Because... Well, Static X is not Kiss, and they have makeup and personas. He does have an iconic look, and imagining them without Wayne Static is already weird. So I kind of understand putting in a mask, man.
That's all. All he had was just like a tall haircut. So why don't you just get the new guy to do his hair different? Like,
that is a fair point.
Let's just do the hair. If that's what you want, just have the hair up.
So this is not like when Kiss replaced Ace Frehley and didn't tell anyone, and it was just a guy in Ace Frehley's makeup. This is not the same.
It's too weird. I don't like it. And I think they're making an insane mistake. This is too weird. I don't like it. I don't like the precedent that it sets for other bands and what could happen going forward.
Wait. I like how that's your reasoning. Yeah, the precedent here is just because there's so many bands that are going to want to do this.
Well, okay, like, tell me, like, what if the Beastie Boys reunited and had, like, a dude in an MCA mask? Like, how upsetting would that be?
That would be kind of amazing.
You're sick. This is upsetting.
No, I don't want to see that. I'm just... For a goof.
You know, for a goof, yeah. Oh, for sure, for a goof. You know, the guy's best friends get a stranger to dress up like their dead friend.
God,
yeah,
that's so weird.
A goof.
I have a question. I have a Los Angeles question for you. This tour is not hitting Washington, D.C. So, and if it was, I would definitely go to this because I just want to know what it is. It is hitting Los Angeles. It's at a place called The Catch One. Do you know where that is, Joe? Joe lives in Los Angeles.
I don't think I've seen a show there or anything. No. Okay.
It appears that this show is sold out. I'm on StubHub right now, and there's secondary market tickets. It appears that most every show on this tour is sold out.
Okay.
So there is a demand here.
Sure, I guess. I mean, I feel like that's just because the nu metal market has been grossly underserved in the last 15 years.
I don't know if you're being sarcastic.
I mean, are there nu metal acts that I'm not aware of? I mean, everything has to be, you know, nostalgia at this point.
For this tour, it's clearly nostalgia. It's the 20th anniversary of their biggest album. So, like, they're playing Wisconsin Death Trip front to back. And then I think new old, I don't know what the hell it's going to be. It starts tonight. And it's fucking weird. I don't know. And I've had nightmares about this man, this masked man.
Yeah, I can see why.
Why? I want everyone to be happy. Maybe this is making the other three members very happy.
I don't think anyone's happy. This is not a happy thing. And I don't think people want to see Static X and say, I hope the band's happy. Want them angry, I would imagine, what the fan base wants.
Do you know where Belvedere, Illinois is?
No, I don't think so.
Do you know where Joliet, Illinois is?
I know Joliet, yeah.
The first leg of this tour did not hit Chicago, but it hit the Forge in Joliet and the Apollo Theater in Belvedere, and both shows are already sold out.
Yeah, that feels like the kind of way that, like, ICP tours, where they do, like, you know, more rural or suburban.
And that's what I wanted to ask
places.
You've attended the gathering. Do you see any similarities between this nostalgia death tour and the gathering, the annual Insane Clown Posse meetup and concert?
Well, I mean, they're both spectacle related. That's the draw, you know. I guess that's why people are coming to the Static X guy in a fucking mask tour. Because I don't really know anything about their music. Did Wayne Static write all the songs? Is he a musician? Did he write all the riffs and
stuff?
Yeah,
he is Static X.
So, like, that seems like this is beyond a Sublime with Rome, you know. This is something different.
Yeah.
This is something entirely different. And I think Sublime with Rome was weird. That one made more sense to me. And that one felt fair because Bradley Nowell died before they got to tour with their biggest album.
So
that one actually made sense.
Could you imagine going to any of these and enjoying them without a weird caveat?
I couldn't. I can understand other people doing that, though.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Should this haunt me like it is?
I mean, I think that... Do you think there is a percentage of this audience that doesn't know that Wayne Static is dead?
I think 100% of the audience knows he's dead.
So there's no you know, trying to do the old switcheroo here and trick everybody and be like, and Wayne Static, and then they just bring out a guy in a horrifying mask.
No, I think
that's not okay.
Every single person knows he's dead. Here's the thing that makes it even weirder. If you go to, like, their ticketing page, they have the 1999 Wisconsin Death Trip album as the design for the flyer. And it's the three members that are from the original album, and then a man in a Wayne Static mask. And that's creepy. And then you click through to buy tickets, and it's the last Wayne Static official photo. So if you go to, like, Ticketmaster, it's a photo of Wayne Static.
Yeah, and a deceased man.
No. It's Wayne Static. Oh, yes, I understand what you're saying. I apologize. Yeah, it's getting confusing.
I didn't think they had a picture of his, like, dead corpse, but... So, yeah, they're just, like, advertising this as something with... I mean,
it's not,
I don't know.
It's not billed as... Okay, Sublime did Sublime with Rome. Like, in the name of the band, it said, with Rome.
Yes, they changed the name. They marketed it that way everywhere, yeah.
This just still says Static X.
Yeah, it's not Static X with, you know, whatever, Davey Static.
Were you going to say
Davey
Boy
Smith? Changes? Yeah. I want to know who the man is.
Same.
I need to know who the man.
Also,
is the man?
If you go to what I love about, sometimes things just work out. If you go to houseofblues.com and you go to the Chicago dates, because I wanted to see if those were sold out because those were just announced. The only two dates they have, the only two shows House of Blues Chicago has billed right now is Static X on December 2nd and Motion City Soundtrack on December 31st. And the dude from Motion City Soundtrack and Wayne Static have to be brothers.
Oh boy. I don't really know. Yeah, that's not a really common haircut.
No, it's not.
The straight up hair.
So, here's what can you do to prevent me from having more nightmares about this band? Because it's hurting me, man.
I mean, I think you need to get it out of your system. You need to, like, travel to see the show. I think you need to see it in person. I think you should, you should try to get a press pass and potentially get backstage and see what's going on. Meet the new Wayne and talk to him. And
like face your fears type of stuff.
This is like a get in a hot air balloon if you have a fear of heights kind of thing.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think I got to do this.
You need to make it some kind of pilgrimage. You need to see this. This is important for you. And I think it's, looking your fear right in the eye.
All right, so on Friday, June 28th, I might be headed to Soundstage in Baltimore to see Static X with Devil Driver and Dope.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. You're going to enjoy yourself. And,
I don't think I am.
No, it'll be more of a morbid, exploration of this rather than enjoyment. But, no, it's going to be worthwhile, though.
Have you ever gone to a Ripley's Believe It or Not?
No.
Okay. I've never been more sad in public than at a Ripley's Believe It or Not.
What do they do there?
The oddities.
Yeah.
And for
two-headed
things
and whatever.
I think that's the core of my problem with all this stuff. Is I don't like sad. Maybe it's not sad. Maybe I'm putting the sadness on it. Maybe this is like when people say my dog is sad. It's like, no, your dog's a dog. Maybe I'm putting unfair emotion on three surviving touring musicians that just need a paycheck.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I question why this is happening and why it's happening this way. That seems like, I think there is some level of objectivity towards taste, and this is bad taste.
But what if it's a huge, like, what if they donate X amount of sales, no pun intended, to...
Come on.
To like a suicide prevention or getting people off of drugs type of thing. Like, what if they?
I mean,
do
are they?
I don't know. I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt.
I don't think they're doing that. There's no mention of that.
I know, but hold on. Well, here's the thing. So many people are going to see this band. More people are interested in this than probably anything we're going to listen to today because we're assholes. And Static X probably has a bigger musical footprint than either of us realize. And so many people have to connect with this band. Maybe this will make someone's entire year seeing this masked man who goes by the name Zero with an X portraying a dead man.
But okay, I mean, all right, I'm somebody who thinks that holograms are gross. Holograms of somewhat recently deceased artists, I think that's gross. Do the hologram for this. This is so much grosser to me. This is, like, way weirder.
That's what I thought, too. I thought they were going to do a hologram.
They should have. This is way worse.
Will you do me a favor and watch the video of the trailer?
All right.
All right, here we go. So, I've been checking YouTube every once in a while just to see, like, maybe they've played a secret show to...
Yeah, a little warm-up gig.
Yeah. And they, to my knowledge, if they have, it's not on YouTube yet. So the only thing I'm left with is this, like, relatively well-produced trailer of the promo. And I'm going to send you the 2 minute and 41 second version of it. Not the entire 5 minute and 40 second video, which is even more, that's just straight up sad. So this one is somewhat creepy. And
how do they hang out with this guy backstage? Do they talk to him? Are they friends? Is it like a friend of theirs?
We don't know.
Do they, like, does he just, like, go into his own box after the show and they ship him to the next place? What the hell is this?
They're doing the Spinal Tap box situation. They're doing pots. Would you respect them if he came out in the Spinal Tap pot?
Yes, I would. I would if they played into how truly weird this is.
Okay,
I would understand it a little bit more.
I just sent that. Hit play whenever you're ready. Maybe because I watch these videos and I'm like, oh, these are just normal dudes trying to get a one last big paycheck. I kind of get it. You know what I mean?
That's the part I get. But the way they're going about it is so weird.
Classy.
I couldn't imagine. Like, presumably the band, they were all friends.
Well, right? If you go to the Wikipedia page and you go to, like, band member in over time, it's like maybe they weren't great friends.
Okay.
There's a few guys that have been in the band the entire time, but then there's, like, a few other people that, like, oh, maybe this is where the drugs came in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is where the drugs ran.
I just got the link. I'm gonna watch.
Yeah, hit play
on
that.
I'm gonna watch this then.
And we're gonna listen to it together.
I'm pausing it. This is bumming me out.
Oh yeah, you haven't gotten to the memorial tribute to Wayne Static though. If you've paused it,
I'll tell you this though. I'll restart it. But the only way I'm watching this, or the only way I'm enjoying them replacing their singer is if that is Tech N9ne under the mask. That's the only way I like this.
What if Wayne Static isn't dead?
What a reveal!
I'm not joking. Like, that's to me the only way
that this works.
Well, it's also incredibly cruel, and people have mourned. But
that would be the meanest possible answer.
What if this was a prank that's just gone way too far?
All right, let's finish watching this.
Oh, it gets weirder. Because they have, like, a new song using old footage of Wayne.
Okay, is that what his real... So this is the new singer in the promo.
It sounds exactly like Wayne Static.
But that's exactly his voice. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and then at the end of the video, it gets even more disturbing because they have another version of not Wayne Static with a... Like a knee, not a neon. Sort of, yeah, I guess a neon... Whatever. He's got an X head.
This is, okay, I'm watching the part where it's like a little boy watching Wayne Static on TV.
Yeah, we're getting, keep going, because we're going to get a circular head.
Oh, and the little boy is turning into...
He's turning into him.
The man.
He is.
Oh, so anybody can be this guy. No, this is weird.
Right?
You can't say featuring the original band lineup. That's not... You can't say that.
If you accidentally OD and die at 48, would you be okay with someone else going on stage as you wearing your face as a mask?
I would hunt that motherfucker as hard as I would be allowed to hunt somebody. I don't know what the rules of haunting are.
I like that you admit that there are rules.
There certainly are rules. I'm sure you get like a certain number of hours, a month or something. But I would haunt as much as humanly possible.
I can't stop looking into this.
Well, you're not going to... Like, there's no revealing anything until, like, tonight.
Today.
You're going to have to, like, look at all the, accounts of this on Angel Fire sites or wherever the hell Static X fans are posting concert reviews.
That's so sad that you're accurately describing this.
Yeah, I mean, the band, like, I don't know, I haven't heard about them since 1998. Like, that's... on a yeah. There's you'll figure it out. You'll have to dig, and you'll go to weird parts of the internet, and you'll find something tonight. But you'll figure this out, and it's not going to be satisfying. Anyone in a mask, it's not a fun answer.
No, I disagree.
It's never fun.
I disagree. Once I find out, then I'm done. Then I'm okay.
You just need to know that it's some guy named, like, Glenn. What is this?
Would you take a bet just, that the man, his name is Glenn?
I'll put money on, well, okay, let's get, yeah, I'll say his name is Glenn. I'll put $5 on Glenn. But you have to give up a name too. You have to pick a name, and we'll pick, and whoever wins.
I think it's Wes Borland from Limp Bizkit.
It's never somebody real. It's never somebody you've heard of. It's not going to be him, no.
When was the last time you thought of Wes Borland from Limp Bizkit?
Honestly, like 2 days ago.
Oh, okay, fair enough. So he's somewhat accurate. Okay, I get that. I don't know, one of the guys from Devo?
Yeah, it's one of the guys from Devo.
Is it Prince? Did Prince die?
That's what I'm saying about masks. You want it to be somebody fun, and it's never somebody fun. It's just a dude.
Could it be? No, this is no joke. Could it be Wayne Static? Could Wayne Static have faked his own death? He does the entire tour, and then they reveal after the tour, at the end of December, it was Wayne Static all along.
Absolutely not. But
why?
Here's a possibility. Here, maybe there's this. This is something I would perhaps entertain the idea of. It is like his little brother, if he has one.
Yeah, it's kind
that's
of
that's maybe the closest you're gonna get. Is it's like, oh, it's his brother or cousin or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's gotta be, right?
Or it's Buckethead. I couldn't.
Oh, is it Buckethead?
It's probably Buckethead. Everyone is. I'm convinced that if there's somebody I don't know who they are, they're Buckethead. It's Buckethead.
I'm finally getting. We should talk about how he died. This is from the
Wikipedia. Buckethead?
No, Buckethead.
Don't let me just break news to me like that.
I need to prepare you. Let me just read the paragraph on his death. It's on the Wikipedia page. Is that okay, Joe?
Okay, go for it.
On November 1st, 2014, Wayne Static died at the age of 48. Static's wife, Tara Ray, released a statement stating that despite Static's prior history of drug use, he had stopped using drugs in 2009 and that his death was not drug or overdose related. Despite her claims, the coroner's report, released in March 2015, indicated his death was the result of a combination of excessive prescription drugs and alcohol in his system, though the manner of death was deemed natural. How is that
okay.
possible? That's not.
I mean, if he was on needed prescription drugs, you know, prescribed by a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess I don't. I would maybe not argue. I mean, I could argue that it's not natural, but it's like it. You know, it's not like foul play or misadventure or something. You know.
Yeah, but that's still not natural.
No, but I feel like there's probably a legal reason that it has to be called that. You know what I mean?
I just don't think insurance wanted to pay out.
Yeah.
Or the other way around.
I think it needs to be called natural so that his widow would receive money.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's what I would imagine.
So you're going to go with, like, his brother or Buckethead?
No, I'm going with a complete stranger named Glenn. No one knows who this person is. You've never heard of him before. He's not been in a band of any kind of notoriety. He's not. It's not like, oh, the third guitar player from Mushroomhead. It's just a dude named Glenn.
Oh boy. Well, what if it's a robot?
Yeah, it's a robot.
What if it's a robot wearing fake skin?
What if it's a robot?
Could it be a robot?
I mean, technically, you could ask that question anywhere all the time.
I will.
You know, you have carte blanche to just ask, what if it's a robot, anywhere you go.
All right.
What if it's a robot?
Well, Now you know what I've been thinking about for the past, since October 23rd, 2018.
I truly hope you find peace with this, because this is, I'm not going to give it a second thought after I hang up the phone with you.
Tonight, I'm going to be on Instagram trying to figure out who this dude is.
Yeah, I know. And please let me know when you find out. You know, I wouldn't mind an update, but I'm not going to, I'm not going to sweat this.
Have you listened to any Static X songs besides the songs you heard in the videos today?
I've probably like heard them in the background. I definitely hung out with some metal kids in high school.
Yeah.
You know, I've absorbed like, you know, some Static X or Typo Negative or something along the way, but it never really was into it.
Typo Negative was less industrial and more gothy.
Okay.
And Static X was not gothy at all.
They were more fun disco.
Yes.
Looks like they had a disco ball in that video.
They did. Yeah. I legitimately like their single, their first single, Push It, which is a tribute to Salt and Pepper, clearly. And I legitimately like the last song on the album, December, because it's kind of trying to do this shoegaze meets industrial thing. It doesn't really work, but I get it. And I like
it's a nice try.
They were trying, and those are the and December's the only one that kind of doesn't sound like the rest of their OVU.
Okay.
So.
Well, I'm probably not gonna dig in.
You're not gonna become a Static X head like the lead singer who was wearing an X on his head.
It's probably not going to happen. It would take something along the lines of like. No, there's no. It's not going to happen. No, I couldn't even think of a reason.
So not even a band getting back together with a fake man and wearing the old singer's face is going to do it for you.
No. It's not happening.
That's just disappointing.
Did I ever tell you about the time I was on a show that hired a fat bastard impersonator?
No.
So it was my buddy Trevor was doing a show, like a Christmas special, like live kind of sketch show.
Uh-huh.
And I was helping him out. I was like being in some of the parts for the show. And so the running gag throughout the show was like, hey, if the audience is really good, we'll have a special guest, a big jolly, whatever surprise at the end, you know, setting up that we're going to have Santa Claus come out. And then at the end of the show, a fat bastard impersonator comes out, and it's a thin man, a small thin man, but he wears a mask that looks like, I guess it's supposed to look like Fat Bastard, but to make it so he could like clearly speak to an audience and so everyone would hear it, he cut out the mouth on the mask, so you see his human mouth come through this rubber mask. And it looked like he was wearing the skin of a man. And so after the show, he was out taking pictures with everybody, and everybody was horrified. Seeing it up close was so upsetting, and nobody would want to take pictures with him. I got one. I'll send it to you. But no one wanted to see this. It was so horrible. People that are adults, very rational, normal. They're like, I'm not going near this weird, creepy man. It's uncanny. It's that like upsetting, uncanny valley kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
I don't like it. I don't trust it. And this is not good. It's not good for my human soul.
Yep. Well, is there a zero chance possibility that the fat bastard impersonator is playing the role of Wayne Static on this tour?
That's not zero.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. I've also finally figured out why why I've always been somewhat interested in this band. I figured it out just now.
What does that have to do with Austin Powers?
This is from the Wisconsin Death Trip album Wikipedia page. This is the second sentence. The band was formed after lead singer Wayne Static and drummer Ken Jay met at a Virgin Records store in Chicago. After being introduced by Smashing Pumpkins lead singer Billy Corgan...
There we go.
The two decided to head out west, blah, 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 blah. So that's it. Now I figured it out. This is a Smashing Pumpkins side project. Is Billy Corgan the new lead singer of Static X?
Now we are talking. Now we're talking, because this fills everyone's needs. They needed a singer. Billy needed hair. This is the perfect reason to get some hair on his head. Let's do it. Put a fun mask and wig on. Everybody wins.